Carpenter's Top of the World, and that's where Amelia Old is hoping to be. In this segment, Graham Kemlow finds out about Amelia Old's latest adventure as the young mother and wife from Carolina, USA, sets out on her hike for hope, during which she will tackle the Mount Everest base camp, 17,598 feet, that's more than 5,300 metres high. But first, she has to overcome her fear of landing on the world's most dangerous airport at Lukla. It is 9,500 feet in elevation, has a very short 1,700 feet long runway, which has a 2,000 foot drop off at the end. She's not sure if she'll cry or vomit, but she does not even ride roller coasters.
Welcome back to the show, Amelia. It's lovely to have you there.
Thank you for having me.
Now, I know you're passionate about things, but is this taking it to a bit of an extreme? And how does your family feel about this?
This has taken it to extreme. I came up with this idea a year ago, and at first I admit my husband told me I was a bit crazy. However, he has now agreed to join me, so he will be making the hike to base camp with me.
Okay. And you've got children, haven't you?
I do. Two of them are teenagers, so, you know, they're a bit indifferent. And the 8-year-old is more excited with a lot of questions, and we go to the globe in our home, and we point out where mom and dad are going to be. And so she's full of more questions than the older two.
Right. So your hike for hope, as you're calling it, is this Team Amelia, and you're doing it through World Expeditions. Is that right?
I am. So World Expeditions, which I'm sure you're familiar with.
Yeah, we've interviewed them.
Yeah, they're amazing. And they've been in the business for a really long time. So I'm excited that they're the expedition company that we're going with. And they've also become a sponsor of Hike for Hope. So Hike for Hope benefits a nonprofit called Cancer for College. And they give college scholarships in the United States to cancer survivors.
And okay.
So I'm really excited that World Expeditions has come on board to help such an amazing cause.
It is a great cause. I haven't heard of that operating here in Australia. Perhaps it does. We might flush them out if that's the case. Now, when do you leave, Amelia?
We leave at the end of October, and we'll be gone about 19 to 20 days. Now, that's not okay. The entire hike. You know, of course, we're going to ride a couple days early, get ourselves adjusted to the time difference and things of that nature. But we will be gone for about 2.5, close to 3 weeks.
Okay. So you're going to feed the pets and the kids, and you'll feel fine. I'm wondering about how they're going to feel, but you're assuring me that they're supporting you, so that's great. You did mention in a blog that you wrote that one of the biggest issues for you is going to be just landing at this airstrip that was put in many, many years ago. It's 9,000 feet up, but it's a very, very short runway with a very long drop off the end. How do you feel about that?
There are only two things that I'm extremely nervous about on this trip, and this particular airport is one of them. I'm not known to be afraid of heights, but the Lukla Airport has a runway that's only, I think, a little over maybe 1,000 feet long, and then the end of it drops off a cliff. So.
Yeah, well, let's hope that if he doesn't reckon he's going to make it, he can pull the throttle and get you back in the air again.
I trust all those involved. They've been right. They're the experts.
Oh, well, World Expeditions, I'm assuming, has organized that particular transfer
yes,
for you.
Absolutely, yes.
You fly from the US to where?
So for me, this is going to be quite the journey. I will go from my local airport to Heathrow in the UK, and then I will go to Doha, Qatar, and then on to Kathmandu.
Okay, that's an interesting way to get there. I don't think it's any quicker from Australia, to be honest with you.
Not.
Team Amelia is who? You and your husband?
Actually, it's just us two going, and the whole purpose is just to raise money for this amazing cause, but also to share with my readers and followers what it takes for someone, what I say about myself, just someone ordinary to do something so outside of their comfort zone while speaking up and being an advocate for a good cause. And, you know, just sharing the journey. It's not been an easy one this last year, and just sharing what it takes to get to this mountain, if you will.
Well, we haven't even mentioned it. I don't know if you want to talk about it, but you haven't been that well for the past 12 months.
No. So the beginning of this journey, when I announced that I was going to do Mount Everest Base Camp, well, part of getting ready is getting your body ready, right? So I had surgery to get my shoulder ready. About a couple of weeks after surgery, I ended up with the shingles for 4.5 months. So I was super sick all last year, and my expedition was moved back 6 months. It just really pushed me back. So, of course, mentally and physically, it took a toll on me, because when you get ready to do something like this, what do we want to do? We want to go and do it now, you know? And so having to be pushed back an extra 6 months, is, you know, it's frustrating. But at the same time, you look at these young adults that have faced cancer and they've gone through chemo and they've survived. And all they want to do is go to university, go to college, and get an education. I think of the strength that they have, and that's what I want to do, is to help them get to what, you know, their mountain is, if you will, going to graduate college and beginning a career. Oftentimes they go through these medical situations and there's no money left for college, and it's not fair for them not to be able to move on with their career when they've had such strength to survive something such as cancer.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. Have you got a target figure in mind that you'd like to try and raise?
Yes, about $20,000 is our initial goal.
And you've got, you said to me, you've got nearly 80,000 social media followers. Have they been supportive?
Oh, absolutely. Everyone's been so amazing. And, you know, we try to share live videos and really be authentic on how we feel and how this is affecting us and what it takes to go through it. And everyone's been amazing to share the story and to engage in the story and to really follow the journey. So it's been really amazing.
So all you need is the 80,000 to give you a quarter and you've made the money.
Exactly.
Well, that can't be too hard.
Absolutely.
Oh, well, it sounds like you are going to make a difference, which is, I know, something that you really love to do. Are you going to be blogging on the way, or are you going to communicate back with everybody?
The plan is to definitely communicate. I will do live video as I have Wi-Fi, and of course, lots of photographs. I will be blogging, and as long as I have Wi-Fi, I will be online.
Okay, and is there Wi-Fi at the base camp?
I believe along the way, I'm not sure right at base camp, but I know along the way at the villages that there will stop and stay at, that there's definitely places to be able to connect.
Okay, well, we'd love to hear how you get on, even if it's just a short text message or whatever you can get.
Absolutely.
Out. And we can report to people how you're going. Now, if people want to support you in this move with Cancer for College, is there a web address that they can go to, and how do they sort of link what they would like to do to your particular exercise?
Well, the best way is to either visit my website, passportsfromtheheart.com, or they can go to the nonprofit website, cancerforcollege.org. In addition, okay. There is a hashtag that you can follow, which is just hashtag hike for hope. And you'll be able to follow my journey through that hashtag as well.
And that's a hashtag on what, Facebook, is it?
Facebook, Twitter, Instagram.
Oh, okay.
All of social media.
Okay. Well, that's great. I really commend you for what you're doing, Amelia. And I know from the previous time, maybe it's a couple of times we've spoken, that you are very committed to particular causes. Have you got any thoughts beyond Everest? I mean, there's some big mountains in America you possibly could have tackled, but that's not big enough for you.
I guess not. My husband definitely said, could we have not started off smaller? But I've already started thinking of some things for 2019. Okay. Now, he says, can we just get to base camp first?
Yeah, well, that's a good call. I really wish you well on behalf of the team. And we'd love to hear from you along the way. Maybe we'll might chat to you again just before you take off, because it's October, so we've got a few months more. And are you trying to acclimatise yourself to altitude? Is there anything you can do here at sea level, which is where I assume you are, to acclimatise, or do you have to do that once you're over there?
Really, it's more about doing it once we're there, but I know World Expeditions will be great at getting us acclimatized as we go up to base camp. Now, I definitely am working on fitness and endurance and strength, just to be able to trek, you know, 5 to 8 hours a day for that long. So
yeah.
There's definitely training going on.
It's fantastic what you're doing. I really wish you well. And we'll look forward to hearing from you again, Amelia.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
That was one of our travel writer is Amelia Old, and if you'd like to help her hike for hope, you can go to www.passportsfromtheheart.com. That's all one word.
You're listening to The Travel Writers Show on JAIR 87.8 FM.